You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is time to preview spring training as teams get ready to head to their respective camps. Let's break down the Rangers with T.R. Sullivan. I'm Allison Federer. T.R., let's talk about the first category, which is what is the difference? And that means who could be a difference maker on the Rangers that could maybe be the difference between the team having a good season and a team maybe having a somewhat disappointing season.
I think Jonathan McCoy, Carlos Gomez, and Shin-Soo Choo, from the standpoint the Rangers did not have them the entire season last year. Choo had injuries. McCoy and Gomez were traded or acquired in July and August. Now they're going to be on the team for a full year. I think that could be a huge difference for the Rangers if those guys could stay healthy, stay in the lineup, and produce like they're capable of doing.
Okay, next category, who might surprise? So a player that might surprise at spring training, somebody who's maybe not expected to make the 25-man roster, who might be or could just emerge as a really contributing player.
You know, Allison, we talked about this last week. I think Delino DeShields is a guy who could come into spring training, show that he can be a leadoff hitter, be a dynamic force at the top of the lineup, be a plus defender in the outfield, and I could possibly see a scenario where DeShields becomes an everyday player and it forces Chu maybe to get most of his bats at DH.
Okay, let's look at how your star player is doing. The Rangers have quite a few, but is there anything that we should look out for who is your star player and his situation, club expectations, anything that we should be looking at heading into 2017?
Well, there's no doubt who the Rangers star player is, and that's Adrian Beltre. And he's coming off a great year, but he's getting up there in age, and he's going to be 38 years old, and he's got 2 years left on his contract. He plays outstanding defense. He's a force in the middle of the lineup. He's a force in the clubhouse. This is the guy that the entire Rangers revolve around. You know, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be the man, and he's going to be the star. And the interesting thing about Beltre this spring is he's going to be playing in the World Baseball Classic. It'll be interesting to see how that affects his preparation for the regular season.
So what's the vision of the Rangers when the front office is looking at spring training and beyond? What is their vision, their big picture? I guess we kind of know it's to get to the World Series and win it. I guess when they've had a nice long run of being contenders. So when they look back at the season after it's over, what are they hoping that they saw?
The Rangers do not believe, Allison, that there are windows. They believe in being a contender year in and year out. And that's their vision. And this year will be another year to test that theory. But they do not believe that you have a certain amount of time to put down a contending team and then you have to rebuild. The Rangers want to keep winning year after year after year. And they're going to put that to a little bit of a test this year because they've lost some players, but they don't believe in rebuilding. They believe in retooling and keep on winning. So that'll be put to the test this year.
So let's look. This is kind of leads us to sort of the same kind of idea, but the perfect season. So a realistic perfect season for the Rangers would be what?
The perfect season for the Rangers would be their starting rotation carries them back into the postseason, and that would mean Andrew Cashner and Tyson Ross are healthy, full strength, and pitching like they're capable of. They've been highly regarded prospects or highly regarded pitchers with the Padres. Now that they're with the Rangers, you know, the Rangers have Cole Hamels and Yu Darvish. Put Cash and Ross in there, they have a chance for a really strong rotation. And the other guy is Martin Perez. You know, it's time for a breakout year for this kid. He's been a great prospect for a long time. He was derailed by Tommy John. He had a decent season last year. It's time for him to really step it up and be the pitcher. But I think the perfect season for the Rangers, besides everybody staying healthy, is this rotation really coming together and really being outstanding.
Okay, let's predict the 25-man roster, understanding that there's still 6 weeks of spring training, but let's take a shot at it. So we'll start breaking it down by the two catchers.
Well, the catchers are going to be Jonathan McCoy and Robinson Chirinos. They're set there. If you look at the infield, we know Rougned Odor will play second base. Elvis will play shortstop. Beltre at third. You got a logjam at first base. I think the interesting thing there will be who's going to be the starting first baseman. My prediction is they'll start with James Loney and Ryan Rue in the platoon. Joey Galloway will start in Triple A, and Jerickson Profar will be the utility infielder. I think if you look at the outfield, I think you're going to go with right now Nomar Mazara, Delino DeShields, Shin-Soo Choo, and Carlos Gomez. It all depends on if my prediction of DeShields comes true or not. But I think they'll be the four outfielders. And right now, you got to say Josh Hamilton's the favorite to be the DH. I mean, we know what he's done in the past, and I think the Rangers will give him every opportunity to be their DH in spring training.
Okay, how about the rotation?
Well, the rotation's going to start with Hamels, Yu Darvish, Martin Perez, and Andrew Kashner. I don't think Tyson Ross is going to be ready for opening day. He'll be more of a mid to late April. So I think A.J. Griffin will get the first crack at the rotation. And then I guess that leaves us with the bullpen. And, you know, we know the Rangers are going to have a really strong right-handed setup relief with Sam Dyson as their closer. They're going to have Keone Kayla, Jeremy Jeffries, and Matt Bush. I think Tanner Shepherds will come on and win a spot in the bullpen after 3 years of injuries. They need to find at least one or two left-handers. I'll say Andrew Faulkner is the favorite. They may take a second left-hander, or they may take a long reliever who would be Dylan G or Nick Martinez. My early prediction is it'll be Nick Martinez.
Good stuff. Okay, TR, thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.